Face to Face, Second Edition, Advanced, by Gilly Cunningham, Jan Bell and Teresa Clemenson, with Chris Redston. This recording is copyright, Cambridge University Press, 2013. CD 1. Track 1.
So, Anne, why did you suggest this book?
Well, I've bought quite a few self-help books over the past few months, and I suggested this one for the book club because my brother's been telling me to read it for ages. Apparently, it's sold over 16 million copies, and it's still selling well, which surprised me because it's pretty basic stuff, really. I mean, you know, smile at people. That's a bit obvious, isn't it? Or make the other person feel important. That's pretty obvious too. But as my brother said, if what Carnegie's saying is that self-evident, then why don't people do it? And he's got a point.
Yeah, I agree with your brother there. And, OK, even if some of the points he makes in the book seem basic, I mean, I still find it fascinating. Actually, I think people are getting fed up with me talking about it. I've told at least 10 people about it at work this week. To be honest, it's the first time I've read a book like this. And even though I haven't quite finished it yet, I mean, I've read about 150 pages so far, I totally agree with what he's saying. I mean, the bit where it says, as a rule, we aren't good listeners, I mean, that's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, we're usually just waiting to speak. If someone's talking about something that's happening to them or happened to them, then most people are just waiting to butt in, aren't they? With, you know, same thing happened to me, and off they go, you know, wittering on about themselves. I mean, I think Carnegie's right when he says that if you want people to like you, you've got to learn to really pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, actually encourage the other person to talk about themselves by asking questions. I mean, showing that you're interested in them. Anyway, I've been trying to be a more attentive listener and not interrupt. But I tell you, it takes some self-discipline. As soon as you finish reading it, I mean, I'm going to give it to my brother. Because he's got no social skills whatsoever. I mean, it's true. What about you, Dean? Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. And to be honest, I wasn't expecting to. Like Si, I agree with a lot of what it says. Like the bit about how important it is to remember people's names. Never thought about that before. But a friend of mine, John, he's brilliant at that. And it works, especially when he's chatting up girls. For instance, last night we went for a pizza. I went to the loo, hadn't been gone for more than a minute. But by the time I got back to the table, he'd introduced himself to the three girls at the table next to ours and learnt their names.
Wow.
There he was saying stuff like, "So, Claire, how are you enjoying London?" You could see Claire was thinking, "What a nice guy." And I'm sure it was just because he called her by her first name. Actually, since Anne suggested this one, I've read a couple of his other books.
Yeah, I bought one of his other books recently too.
Ah.
Well, during the last couple of weeks, I've actually been trying out some of Carnegie's suggestions as well.
Oh.
You know, like the one where he goes on about how powerful a smile is.
Oh. Yeah. But that's true though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, most people walk around with a scowl on their face so that when someone actually does smile at you, it really makes an impression.
It does. You know, he suggested smiling at everyone you come into contact with for a week and note what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I did, and it really does make a difference.
Wow.
Like, I've been going to the same train station for years, and up until now, I've never really had any contact with the guy in the ticket office other than "return to Richmond, please." So I started with him. You know, a smile and a bit of eye contact, and it was amazing. He's been really chatty ever since. Much nicer way to start the day. And remember the bit where Carnegie says, even if you don't feel like smiling, force yourself to, because smiling actually brings on a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to do that too, and it works.
Yeah. It's a different mindset, isn't it? And I love that quote, that the Chinese proverb, "A man without a smiling face must not open a shop." I know a few shop assistants who could learn from that.
Yeah.